Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Safer West Mercia podcast. My name is Michelle Morgan, and I work on the PCC's engagement team. I'm here with John Campion today, and we're going to talk about the funding that John's providing to parish councils to assist those that are helping out as volunteers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Hi, John. How are you?
Hello, Michelle. Good to talk to you virtually again, and really good to talk about a really important subject to our community as we deal with this quite extraordinary situation that we all find ourselves in.
Absolutely. So how are you coping personally? How's the office managing to function? Are you ticking along okay?
Well, as it goes on, it's challenging us in different ways. I'm well in myself and you know, coping, I think, in ways that are acceptable. But we're all having to change the way that we work. We're doing this, for example, in a different way. You're in Herefordshire, I'm in Worcestershire, at home in my kitchen with an odd sound booth mocked up from some of my sofa cushions and a blanket to try and improve the sound. And my wider team is working remotely. So for me, I think we're doing what we do best, which is adapt. And I've been really proud of my team as they have adapted to the challenges presented them. Some of them are assisting West Mercia Police with some administrative tasks, making sure they've got the right support as they go through this. And others are changing in the way that they support me as I do my role as not only the governance of West Mercia Police, but also my and crime, that community role that I've got in supporting our communities to be safe.
And absolutely, I suppose the focus for you changes as things develop and you're having to think on your thick feet and decide where your priorities are.
Absolutely. As the pandemic started to grip our community, my role shifted. I have a very clear role about holding to account and public engagement and some very core roles. But I also have to be appropriate to the time. So therefore, my role around the force in terms of holding them to account and supporting changes slightly, ensuring that I am supporting them in what has become a critical situation. So, yes, it changes, it adapts, it won't be forever. We'll come out of this, we'll beat this virus, there will be some normality, but it's right that I adjust my role and the way I support and challenge West Mercia Police as we come through to the other side. You might have seen me recently, even down to very practical things like sourcing hand sanitizer from our local gin producers. You know, I took the decision to go and collect it myself type thing to take another pressure off the organisation who are working hard to get the right personal protective equipment out to our staff. And I wanted to play my part as well.
And it's great to see that you're able to divert your attention to different things when needed, which brings me along to, you know, why did you make the decision to provide this funding to parish councils? What was the motivation?
So we wanted to set up a fund that helps support community activity, because I never fail to be in awe of the community spirit that's out there. Small pockets of our society that absolutely band together in tough times to look after those who might be vulnerable, who need our help. And that happens, you know, organically. It doesn't need the support of the state or the Police and Crime Commissioner often. But I know, and my communities tell me, that sometimes a little bit of funding helps make things happen. So the pot of money that we've made available, and we'll use parish and town councils as a vehicle to get that into the community, is for small things. You know, it might be as simple as them to have the right ID, or indeed to get some literature printed, or whatever it is. These are small things that support and enable that good community activity to happen. So very little bureaucracy on our scheme. It's not about huge sums of public money, so there's not huge sums of bureaucracy that goes with it. But I want to make sure I'm supporting the community who are doing their bit in help keeping our vulnerable communities safe.
So the funding, what sorts of things would parish councils be able to buy to help volunteers?
I gave a few examples just, but it's whatever's appropriate to them. So what might be right in Hampton Bishop in Herefordshire might be different to what's right in Oswestry. And we're a large and diverse community, and it's what's right for them. So my plea to be is people to have a look at my website. On my website, it sets out the details of doing that. And we've had to set up a scheme. But if there is something that doesn't necessarily fit within the way we've set it out, for example, in some parts of Worcester City or in Redditch, there aren't parish or town councils. So therefore, we're always up for a conversation. So if there are some communities out there that don't think that they would benefit from this scheme but would want to, get in touch and we'll have a conversation and see what we can do. Because for me, I talked earlier about we will beat this virus and we will. But I want to make sure that community spirit is supported to make sure that those that might be vulnerable whilst we are beating this virus are supported in the right way. Because there are some very frightened people out there. And I know that we as a community, in the same way my family and my Peace and Crime Commissioner's office are sticking together, we as a community need to stick together. And sometimes it takes a little bit of funding to support the infrastructure around it.
So we've spoken to all of the parish councils across West Mercia and let them know that this grant's available. But what you're saying is if parish councils don't apply for the grant, other community groups are able to do so.
Well, at the moment, we are using it through the parish and town councils. But if they don't have one in their area, what I'm saying is get in touch. You know, we're always up for a bespoke, sensible solution to a problem if it's the right thing to do for our community. So we're not constrained by our bureaucracy. We've had to set up a scheme. But if there are things that don't quite fit, then we're always up for that conversation.
OK, so the amount of grant money, is that a defined amount of money that you've put aside for this particularly, or can people apply for say £300 or £400 just to make masks available?
So exactly that. We have gone for the more pragmatic route. We don't expect, you know, minibuses to be bought and those kind of things through this funding. It's not that kind of pot of money. It is literally around if you need some printing done for some flyers, if you need some ID badges done for your community activity or voluntary activity. It is just wherever what might be needed. There might be some contribution towards some petrol to get supplies delivered to vulnerable groups. So I don't know what it is. There are lots and lots of great community activity that's appropriate to that community that's going on out there, and some of it can be more effective with the right support from the state. And I know there are lots of others playing their part. District and town councils and the county councils are playing their part, and I want to make sure I'm part of that coalition in supporting that great voluntary work that's out there.
Okay, so if somebody's interested and this has piqued their interest, what do they need to do to have a look at more detail?
So having a look at the website is always the best place to start. We set out on the website all the details, very straightforward, very simple criteria. Have a look, fill in the form and go from there. And as I say, there are contact details on our website if you don't think you fit necessarily the criteria, but you think you should, then please get in touch separately and we will have a conversation. Our main contact telephone number at the moment isn't always manned because of social distancing and working remotely. So I would suggest our email of opcc@westmercia.pnn.police.uk is the best place to start. And indeed, we can go from there in terms of a conversation. But online, best place to go, very simple to fill in, and we can make sure the right community groups are getting the right funding.
Okay, John, that's absolutely fantastic. Have you anything to add, anything else you want to say to the people listening to this podcast?
What I would say is we're in week two now as we hurtle through what some would have imagined a month ago to be unimaginable. You know, who would have thought we'd be locked down, as the phrase seems to be, and we're socially distant. We've coped, you know, we've survived as a society. There are some people who are able, unfortunately, not to deal with it, but I think they're massively in the minority. And I think together we can carry on giving that community support to those that need our help collectively, whilst keeping ourselves safe, while maintaining that social distance. So for me, really amazing community spirit out there. We're all doing the right things, it seemed. We're going to beat this virus, and this is just another step on that journey.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time today, John.
Thank you.